This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, January 21st. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Feds pull California road funding, more rural electric school buses, and no tariff case decision yet. Feds pull California road funding. U.S. Department of Transportation is withholding about $160 million in federal highway funds from California, citing the state's failure to meet a federal deadline to correct problems with the issuance of commercial driver's license. Federal officials say California did not comply with a January 5th deadline to revoke more than 17,000 non-domicile commercial driver's licenses that were issued with expiration dates extending beyond a driver's lawful presence in the U.S., a violation of federal safety rules. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration said California agreed to take corrective action but did not complete the required steps in time. The funding at issue supports highway safety programs, road maintenance, and enforcement activities. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said the action is necessary to ensure uniform safety standards and prevent improperly issued license from remaining valid. California officials dispute the move, arguing the state extended its internal deadline to March to avoid improperly revoking license from drivers who are legally authorized to work and qualify for CDLs. The California Department of Motor Vehicles says it's working to resolve the issues and warned the funding loss could delay road and safety projects. New bill to create the California Citrus Commission. California lawmakers are weighing a proposal to restructure citrus industry governance and pest management. AB 1594 would establish a new California Citrus Commission, repeal the California Naval Orange Commission, and potentially realign the role of the California Citrus Pest and Disease Prevention Committee. Under the bill, the new Citrus Commission would be housed in state government and governed by a board of growers and a public member. The commission would be responsible for industry promotion, education, and citrus pest and disease prevention, with authority to levy producer assessments and enforce compliance. Current law places the Citrus Pest and Disease Prevention Committee within CDFA, where it oversees statewide pest and disease plans funded by grower assessments. AB 1594 would suspend the existing monthly assessment once the new commission is operational and allow the commission with a CDFA approval to assume the committee's duties through an agreement. More electric school buses in rural districts. California continues to lead the nation in replacing diesel school buses with zero-emission models, a shift that has particular significance for rural school districts that rely heavily on long bus routes and aging fleets. The California Air Resources Board reports the state has invested nearly $1.4 billion in zero-emission school buses and charging infrastructure, supporting more than 3,400 buses statewide. State officials say rural and small school districts have been a key focus of those investments. Programs like the Rural School Bus Pilot Project and the Zero Emission School Bus and Infrastructure Incentive Project were designed to help small districts with limited access to capital. Since 2016, rural-focused programs have helped to replace roughly 200 school buses, with more than half transitioning to zero-emission models. CARB warns progress could slow if funding gaps persist. Rural districts often face higher costs tied to charging infrastructure, utility upgrades, and longer daily routes. While federal clean school bus funds have supported some replacements, the future of additional federal funding remains uncertain. Supreme Court still weighing tariff case amid renewed threats. The Supreme Court has still not weighed in on President Trump's emergency tariffs. The court issued decisions in three other cases on Wednesday as the president continues to issue fresh tariff threats. The president's latest tariff salvo makes the hurry up and get the decision out there just that much stronger. Attorney, former Justice Department spokesperson Sarah Isker said on SCOTUS blog. Isker said the administration's tariff message has shifted in recent days. Officials have previously insisted, including in the courts, that tariffs are necessary to deal with pressing national emergencies. But on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the national emergency that would justify new Greenland tariffs is avoiding a future crisis. Normally, a party doesn't want to prove the other side's slippery slope arguments correct before a decision comes out, Isker wrote. I take note the court is supposed to take a four-week recess at the end of this week, which would push the next decision day into February unless justices schedule another in the coming days. Packaging study shows cost of switching from plastic. Moving away from plastic produce packaging could raise consumer costs significantly. That according to a new study from the Canadian government agencies in their conclusion. The Canadian Produce Marketing Association highlighted the report from Environmental and Climate Change Canada and Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. CPMA says the findings, quote, strongly validate the principles behind the Joint Sustainable Produce Packaging Alignment, an initiative co-led by CPMA and Western Growers. Now, among the conclusions, according to CPMA, selling loose produce can cost significantly more than prepackaged options, largely due to operational inefficiencies and increased shrink, CPMA says in a news release. Transitioning from low-cost plastic bags for apples to a cardboard box could result in a retail price increase of approximately 42%. A simpler transition for tomatoes from a plastic clamshell to a fiber tray with a plastic lid could still increase the retail price by 11%. Consumers don't like non-transparent packaging. Sales trials have led to significant drops in sales, even without a price increase, because consumers value the ability to visually inspect produce for freshness and quality, CPMA says. CPMA President Ron Lemaire says the data proves what we have been saying all along. If packaging policy is driven by a narrow focus on materials, it will be Canadians who pay the price at the checkout, all while risking an increase in food waste. Here's today's final word. Ag leadership pushed me to look inward and grow, not just as a better farmer, but as a more intentional leader grounded in purpose. That's the word of Jake Marcellus, a fourth-generation farmer with ABAR Ag Enterprises, expressing his gratitude for the California Agriculture Leadership Program, which is now taking applications for the next class. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, January 21st. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Alley.